B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yom HaDaf Mem Beis. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of Mem Beis Omud Aleph. We saw on Daf Mem Aleph Omud Beis, the first wide line, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok was referring to Shtei L'shoinois Shomati. I heard about two strips of red wool, Poraduma and the Soira Mishtaleach, and I heard different halachas between them regarding the measure of them. That was the previous sugya. Now, similar to that, again, Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, but this time he wasn't talking about the strips of wool. He was talking about shchitois, shtei shchitois shomati. Regarding two different shchitois, I heard, achas shel poro, one is the shchita of the poro aduma, that was done outside the machane, outside Yerushalayim, v'achas shel poro, and one which was the bull of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And all Rabbi Yitzchok said was that achas ksheira bezor v'achas psula bezor. One of these two, if a zor, somebody who's a non-kohen, a Yisrael, somebody who's not a kohen, does the shechita, one of them I heard that it's possible, and one of them are kosher. V'lo yodan hai minayu, says Rabbi Yitzchok, I don't know whether it was the shechita of the pora aduma, which is possible bezor, or the shechita of the pora yishel kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, which is kosher or posel bazar. Itmar. So we learned shchitas, poro, uporo. Regarding exactly this question, if a zar does the shchita regarding the poro aduma and the poro shel kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, was a machlekas Rav Shmuel. We don't yet know who said what, but chad omar, one of them said poro psuloi poroi ksheira, that the poro aduma that's shechted by a zar is posel and the power of the kohen gadol is kosher. V'chad omar, and the other one said the opposite, poroi psula poro ksheira, that the power of the kohen gadol is posel if it's done with a zar, but the poro aduma is kosher. And the Gemara says, Tistayim, I'll bring you proof, the Rav hu de omar poro psula, that it's Rav who says that the poro aduma, which is shechted by a zar, is posel. The Omer Abzera. The Abzera said in the name of Rav as follows. Shchitas poro bezor psula. It was said explicitly in the name of Rav that the shchitas, that if a poro aduma is shechted by a zor, it's posel. V'omar Rav alo. And Rav explained what would be the source for that, because it says regarding poro aduma, it says v'nasatem oiso el elozor akoin, you should give it to elozor akoin. V'hoitzi oiso l'mechutz l'machane v'shochat oiso l'fonov. It was given to Elozar HaKohen. He was a Kohen. And in another Pasuk it says, the Pasuk before this, also regarding the Poro Aduma, it says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. That, and then it says, Asher Tzivah Hashem Lemer, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, Ve'ikhu Elecho Poro Aduma, Tumimo. That means the halachas of Poro Aduma are considered Chukah. And the word chukka means it's essential. It must be done exactly the way it says it. And since it says in the next pasuk, in pasuk gimel, it says v'nosata oisa el elozor akoin, that the poro aduma is given to elozor akoin, and it says chukka, it must be, says Rav, that elozor akoin or any koin has to shecht the poro aduma, and if a zoro shechts the poro aduma, it's posel. Ask the Gemara. V'Rav, you Rav who said that a poro aduma that's shechted by a zor is posel because it says elozor and it says chukka, and you Rav say that the poro yishel kohen gadol shechted by a zor is kosher, ma'ishno poro d'chsiv elozor v'chukka, poro inami. Let's look at the psukim by the power of the bull of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Oksiv, it says in the posuk, it says v'hikriv aroin es parachatos asher loy. That it says there that the bull was given, that Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, is the one that brought the bull. And it says chukah. And it says later on, at the end of the parasha of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, it says, that all these halachas, all these psukim, are considered a chukah. So you see, it says the Aaron v'chukah. So why do you not determine from there that a zor that shechts the pori shel Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim, it's posel? What made you, Rav, say that the shchita of the Poro Aduma is posel bazar and not the shchita of the parashel kohen gadol? Answers the Gemara. Shchita lav avoidahi. In contrast to everything else that's mentioned in the parasha of the Avodas Yom Kippurim in Perek Tezayin, in Parashat Achrimois, where everything is called an avoida, shchita is not considered an avoida. Asks the Gemara, Yehoche Poro Nami, Poro Aduma is also not considered an Avoida. Nothing that's done with the Poro Aduma is considered Avoida. It was done outside Yerushalayim. Avoida is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no. Shani poro de koche bedek habayisi. Everything about a poro aduma is not kedushas haguf. It's only kedushas bedek habayis. It belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, but it's not hekdush as in korbonis. And therefore, regarding poro aduma, there's no difference between the shechita and everything else that's done with the poro aduma. And therefore, the chukah, the word chukah that's spoken about in the parash of Poro Aduma, we have no issue that it's also referring, or we assume that it's also referring to the shechita, that it's ma'akav, that a kohen has to do it. However, regarding the Poro Yishel Yom HaKippurim, where over there, all the avoidas, everything done with the par is called avoida, and chukah is referring to all those avoidas, and shechita is not considered an avoida. Asks the Gemara of Lav, called a kainu? Is it not a type of a culture kain? That if you say that chukah by the par of the kain gadol on Yom Kippur is not referring to shechita, that the chukah by par adumah should be referring to shechita? Would that make sense that chukah, that there should be a pasuk that tells us that it's essential for a kain to do something even though it's not hekdesh at all? Even by hekdesh itself? In the Beis Hamikdash, the shechita of the parochial kohen gadol, you're saying that chukah does not say that it's essential that a kohen does it. Would it make sense? Would we have any source that chukah should say that something which is not an avodah is essential to be done by a kohen? Amar Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Rav Idi. He says, yes, I'll bring you another example of this. Midi dehava amaris negoim. We know the zaloch of tzoras. If somebody has a tzoras, he has to call the kohen has to look at it and say whether it's a nega, whether it's tomei or not tomei. Over there, delava voidahi, over there, seeing and determining the status of the tzoras and the matzera is not a voida, uboyakuna, nonetheless, it's essential that a kohen does it. And in the same way as maris negoim, is essential that a kohen does it, even though it's not an avoida, so to poro aduma, it's essential that the kohen does it, even though it's not an avoida. And now the Gemara continues with Shmuel. If we say that Rav is the opinion that says that Shechita Zor b'Poro Aduma is possible and by Poro Yishel Kohen Gadol is kosher, Shmuel must be the opinion who says the other way around, that by Poro Aduma Shechita Zor is kosher and the Poro Yishel Yom HaKippurim, the Shechita of a Zor is possible. Ule Shmuel do'oma Poro Yipsulo. What would be the source of Shmuel that the Shechita of the power of the Kohen Gadol, if it's done by a Zor, is possible? Is because it says in the Pasuk, It says, as we mentioned this before, it says in the Pasuk Aharon, and it says in the Pasuk Chukah. And Rav also knew that, just Rav said Shechita is not called an Aveda. But Shmuel will hold that the Chukah by the Porish, El Kohen Gadol, is referring to that the Shechita is possible Bazar. So when it says Aharon, it says Chukah, it's possible. And the Gemara is now asking the question on Shmuel, as we asked before on Rav, just the other way around. Ma'ishno poro yidichsiv aro in v'chuko, poro namid regarding poro aduma, hoksiv it says elozor v'chuko, which, and this was actually the source for Rav, that shechita of a poro aduma is posel bazar. What does Shmuel do with that? Why does he assume that aro in v'chuko, by the power of the Kohen Gadol, is pasel zazar, and why would the same not be true by the Poro Aduma? Answers the Gemara, we have a special posuk by the Poro Aduma that seems to tell us that it's kosher bazar. Shani Hasam, Tichsiv, it says in the posuk, V'shochat oisa lefonov, that the Poro Aduma is actually shechted in front of the Kohen, when the Kohen is watching. What does that mean? Sheyehei zor shechet, anybody else can shecht, ve'lo zor roya, and the Kohen will be watching. And that suffices. So Shmuel says, I've got a posuk that tells us that shechita by Poro Aduma is kosher bazar, and by the Poro Yishel Yom HaKippurim, it says Aharon and Chukah that Zor is not allowed to do the shechita. Asks the Gemara of a Rav, what's Rav going to do with this word lefonov? Rav says that the shechita of a Zor is possible by Poro Aduma. Does it not say v'shochat oisa lefonov? Answers the Gemara, Shelefonov doesn't mean in front of who it's being done. Rav says that it's the Kohen who has to do the Shechita. The Shochat Oiso, a new Kohen who are doing the Shechita, make sure it's Lefonov. What does it mean, Lefonov? Shelo yasiach daitim mimeno. Do not get distracted from it at all. Make sure that you're constantly focusing your attention on the Poro Aduma. Or Shmuel. According to Shmuel, who says that a the shchita is kshera bazar by poraduma. But how does he know shleasiach daito minole? How does he know that the kohen is not allowed to distract his attention from what's going on with the poraduma? Answers the Gemara, nafkalemi v'sora fes haporo le'enov. There's another pasuk that says that he will burn the poraduma le'enov in front of his eyes, when it, in front of the watchful eyes of the kohen. So le'enov tells us that, and according to Shmuel, that the kohen is not allowed to distract himself from the whole procedure done with the poraduma. V'rav, Rav, who learns from Lefonov that one's not allowed to distract oneself, what does he do with Le'enov? Rav says, Chad b'shchita v'chad b'sreifa. Shmuel says once Le'enov is enough, because Shmuel learns from Lefonov that shchita zor is kosher by a poro, and from Le'enov he learns that the kohen is not allowed to be masiach das. Rav, who doesn't say that shchita zor is kosher, he says it's possible because it says elozor v'chuka. So he learns from Lefonov and from Le'enov that you're not allowed to be masiach das. The question is, why does it need to say it twice? Utzricha, we need it twice. Dikos of rachmona b'shchita, because Lefonov, v'shochat oisa Lefonov, is regarding shchita. The Le'enov is talking about the Sreifa. The Ikos of Rachmana B'Shchita, if it would only say once, if it would only say V'shochat Oysa Lefonov by the Shchita, I would have thought, Mishum D'Tchilas Avoidahi, since it's the beginning of the Avoidah, therefore you're not allowed to distract oneself, it has to be without Hesach Hadas. But I may have thought, Avos Sreifa, maybe when it comes to the Sreifa, where it's not the beginning of the Avoidah, one's allowed to have Hesach Hadas. A Maloi, I would have thought it doesn't need full concentration. Tzricha, that's why it says by the Sreifa, V'sora fes haporo le'enov. V'ikos of Rachmona b'Sreifa, and if it would only say it by Sreifa, we won't take it for granted that if Sreifa needs le'enov, needs full concentration, then even more so the Shchita, which is Tchilas Avoida. No, because I may have said, Mishum dehashta hu demiskasher poro. I may have thought, since the whole purpose of the burning of the poraduma, the whole purpose of making the poraduma is only in order you should have the ashes, I may have thought it's the burning which is the main part of this, creating the ashes, that's where you need that there should be no hesach hadas. Avol shchita b'shchita, which is just a sort of a preparation for that, eim eloi, I may have thought that one is allowed to have hesach hadas, tzricha. That's why it says in the pasuk that also by shchita v'shochad oisa lefonov that he must not be masiach das. And now the Gemara is assuming that, at least according to Rav, that it says le'enov and it says lefonov, that shchita and the sreifa have to be done without any hesach hadas. We assume that it's to the exclusion of some other part of the procedure done with the parah adumah. The Me'ute Ma'is, the exclusion of some other part of the Avodah. And before we carry on, what are the various stages of making the Poraduma? So there are 9 stages. That means there's 8 stages in the preparation. And then there's the last one, which is the actual sprinkling of the water and the Poraduma onto the people who are Tomei. What are the 8 stages? There's Shchita. Then, which is shechting the poraduma, there's Kabbalah, receiving the blood, there's sprinkling the blood facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, even though it was done outside Yerushalayim, it was done facing the Beis HaMikdash. Then, 4 was the burning of the poraduma. 5 is throwing in the cedar, the ezoiv, and the wool, throwing it into the fire. That's number 6. Sorry, that's number 5. Number 6 is collecting the ashes and pounding it and making it into a collection of very small pieces of ash. Then you've got filling up the water. The kli has to be filled up with water. And then there's mixing the ashes with the water. Those are the 8 stages of the poraduma. And after that, they would take from the water with the ashes, mixing it and sprinkle it on the tummy person. So the question is, stage part number 1, which is the shchita. Part number 4, which is the sreifa, we know it has to be done in front of the kohen with the full concentration of the kohen. The question now is, what doesn't need to be done? What about the stages after the sreifa? What have you got after the sreifa? You've got throwing in the ezer, the aguda, the bundle with the wood, the grass, and the wool. That's one. And afterwards, you've got another 3 stages, which is the collecting of the ashes, filling up of the water, and the mixing of the water with the ashes. The question is, which of those four stages do not need the Kohen to be watching it? Ilema, are you going to say that it's the last three, asifas afro, this collecting of the ashes, umilumaim, and filling up the utensil with water, and lekiddush, and the last stage, which is mixing the water with the ashes, that don't say that over there you're allowed to have hesach hadas. It says explicitly in the pasuk lemishmeres lemei nido, which seems to be that you have to focus and guard and watch the whole process until it's ready to be sprinkled, which includes these last three stages. Elolim ute, when do we assume, which part of the procedure do we assume is allowed to have hesach hadas? It must be that one stage between the burning and all this. And what is that? Hashlochas eitz erev ve'ezev ishnitoilas. It's the throwing in of the bundle into the fire. Delav gufa de poraninu. It's not something which is done with the actual pora aduma. It's done with something external. Over there we say that it's allowed to be done even without the full concentration of the kohen. Continues the Gemara. Itmar shchitas pora. This is something we discussed before, whether shchitas pora bezor, if a zor, somebody who's not a Kohen does the shchita of the pora adumo. We said that according to Shmuel it's kosher, according to Rav it's posel. Here you have a few other chachomim who are arguing. Reb Ami Omer Ksheira, Reb Ami says like Shmuel it's kosher. Reb Yitzchok Nafcha Omer Psula like Rav, Reb Yitzchok Nafcha says it's posel. Ulo Omer Ksheira, some say in the name of Ulo that it's kosher like Shmuel. V'Amri Lo Psula, and others say that it's posel. Mosiv Yeshua Bar Abba L'Siyuei L'Rav. Now the Yeshua Ba'aba is going to bring a brisa that seems to be proof to Rav that a zor who shechts from the Pora Aduma that is posel. Ein li elo hazoas meimel. So now we're going to discuss as follows. We have the eight stages of preparing the Pora Aduma. Shchita, kabola hazor, sreifa, hashlochas agudo. That's five. The first five stages is up until throwing the bundle into the fire. And then once it's been burnt, you've got the last three stages, which is collecting the ashes, filling up the water, and mixing the water with the ashes. So those are the eight stages before sprinkling. And then you've got the sprinkling of the water itself, which happens afterwards. So ainli elo, and what we're going to discuss now is primarily two points. Number one, is a woman allowed to do any of these eight or nine parts? And are any of these nine parts allowed to be done at night? And then afterwards, we're going to bring proof to the first of the nine, which is the shchita, whether we have any proof regarding a zor, whether somebody who's not a kohen can shecht. Do we have proof from this whole discussion to zor? So how does it go? It goes like this. Ein li elo hazoas meimel. Going to stage number nine, actually sprinkling the water. Over there, we take it for granted, and this is learned from Psukim, she'ein ksheirim be'isha, that a woman is not allowed to sprinkle the water onto somebody who's tomei ka'be'ish. A woman cannot do it like a man. It's because it says in the pasuk, v'lo kach eizoi v'toval b'mayim ish tohir, ve'im ksherim elo bayoim, and it's only kosher in the day, as it says in the pasuk, hu yischato boy bayoim hashlishi. So stage number nine, which is what happens to the water after it's prepared, when you sprinkle it onto the tomei people, cannot be done, not by a woman and not at night. Menayin l'rabois, the first five. How do we know that the first five stages of preparing the pora aduma also are possible for a woman to do them and posel at night? Shchita, v'kabolas doma, the receiving of the blood, v'azoas doma, sprinkling the blood, usrifos, and burning it, v'hashlochas eitz erez, v'ezei v'shnitoilas. How do we know that all those also are not allowed to be done by a woman? How we know it's not allowed to be done by a woman, I don't really need a posuk. Because if you look in the psukim itself, on each one of these five, it says either elozor or hakoyin. It's explicit. It has to be done by a male, by a man. However, how do you know they cannot be done at night? Talmud Loma says in the Pasuk, Toira, that the Pasuk says, Zoyis Chukas HaToira, which seems there's a single Toira, there's a single halacha that applies to all the halachas of Pora Aduma. And in the same way as part number nine, sprinkling the water, cannot be done by night, so too, none of these first five parts of the preparing of the paraduma can be done at night. Yochel shani marbe, I may have thought that also the last three, af asifa saporo afra, collecting the ashes, umilui maim v'kiddush, I may have thought that those also cannot be done by a woman and cannot be done at night. No. Talmud leima zois. The pasuk says, zois chukas ha-Torah, that these halachas only apply here and not here. But the Torah doesn't tell us where's here and where's here. What makes you say that, let's talk about the night. What makes you think that, or what? How would you assume that the first five stages cannot be done at night? Because Torah, it's the same halacha as the sprinkling itself, which cannot be done at night from a pasuk. And the other three can be done at night. Maybe it's the other way around. Umaro isa l'rabbi says eilu ulhoitzias eilu. Says the Gemara, achar sheribu akosuv umiut. Since the Torah just said, Torah means other parts of the procedure have the same halachas as, for example, the sprinkling cannot be done at night. And it says zois, which means it only applies to some, not to others. And the pasuk explicitly seems to say, parts of the halachas can be done at night, parts not. And the Torah doesn't tell us which ones. That means the Torah leaves it up to the Chachmei Yisrael to decide what's the most logical. Omrus, therefore, we're going to say as follows. Hare anu lemeidim kulam mi'azoas meimeo. We learn all of them from the sprinkling of the water. Ma'azoas meimeo. Einon ksherim be'ish oka be'ish. Ve'ein ksherim elu bayoim. Since regarding sprinkling of the waters of the paraduma, it's an explicit pasuk, cannot be done by woman and not at night. So too, I assume from Torah that shchitoso v'kapolas domo v'az doas domo sveifoso v'ashlochas eitz erov v'ezei v'shnitzoi las, the first five, hoil v'ein ksherim b'isha. Since it's explicit in the Torah, it says either Elozor or Akoyen, that they cannot be done by a woman, so the psukim themselves already put the first five parts of preparing the paraduma in the same bracket as sprinkling the waters, that none of them can be done by woman. The sprinkling, it says, v'lokach ezei v'tovar b'mayim ish tohir, only a man, not a woman. Regarding the first five stages, it says explicitly either Elozor or Hakohen. So we already know that the first five are similar to the sprinkling of the water. So we say, so too, Torah Achas, when it says that there's a similar halachas, is telling us that those five are also similar to sprinkling of the water in regards to night, in the same way as the waters cannot be sprinkled at night, as it says, Hu yischatu b'yoyim ha-shlishi, so too the first five parts of the preparing cannot be done at night. And therefore, in ksherim elo bayoyim umoitzi ani, and I exclude the last three, asifas afra umilui mayim v'kiddush hoilu ksherim b'isha. Since there it doesn't say any psukim that would exclude a woman from being able to do it, ksherim b'isha k'b'ish. So we assume that from the word zois, it tells us that ksherim nami bayoyim u'balaylo, it's also kosher at night, not only by day. So what do we see from this braisa? That shchita of a paraduma is not allowed to be done by a woman. So we assume that in the same way as shchita cannot be done by a woman, it cannot be done by a zor either. So we have proof to Rav, who says that the shchita of a zor is possible by paraduma. And it's a proof against Shmuel, who says that the shchita of a zor is kosher by paraduma. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. V'hai mai tyufta. What sort of question is this against Shmuel and proof to Rav? E lema, are you going to say, mida psulim b'isha, psulim nami bazar? Are you going to say that from the fact that it was possible for a woman to do the shechita, it's also possible, we assume it to be possible by a zar? That's no proof. Hazoas mimemo, let's go to stage number 9, sprinkling the water. It's possible by an isha, as we saw, ish tohir. However, it's clear that a zor is allowed to sprinkle from the waters onto the Tommy people. Hazoas mimeo teichiach, shepsulim b'isha, uksherim b'zor. So the fact that you see that the shechita is possible b'isha doesn't tell us it's possible b'zor. Maybe it's kosher b'zor. No proof to Rav, no proof against Shmuel. Omar Abai says, I'll explain it to you. Hainu tyufte. I'll explain to you what the question is against Shmuel and the proof to Rav. Because does it actually mention Elozor or Kohen by the Shechita? Where do you see by Shechita that it's possible by an Isha, Who says that a woman's not allowed to do the shechita? But all the others, the Kabbalah, Hazos, Reifen, Ashlochas, Aguda, there it says explicitly it's done either by Elazar or the Kohen, it's done by a male. Where by shechita does it say it's done by a male? Let's read the Chumash. V'nasatem oisa el Elazar ha-Kohen, v'hoitzi oisa el mechutz la-machne, v'shochat oisa lefonov. Does it say that Elazar is shechting it? It says v'shochat oisa lefonov. So where do you see that a woman is not allowed to shecht it? So it must be that v'shochat oisa means that Elazar is the one that has to do the shechita, and since Elazar has to do the shechita, that means a woman is not allowed to do the shechita. Elazar was not a woman. A man has to do the shechita. That means that this braisa is learning the pasuk like Rav learned the pasuk that v'shochat oisa is referring to Elazar, that he's the one that shechts it, and that the price is bringing proof to that, that an isha is pasul. And the Gemara is bringing proof to that, that if you read the pasuk, that v'shochat oisa means that Elazar shechts it, I've got proof like Rav. The Rav says Elazar has to shecht it, and not the Zor. According to Shmuel, how do you read that pasuk? V'shochat oisa, it should be shechted by anybody, lefonov, in front of the Kohen. According to that reading, you'd have no proof that a woman is not allowed to shecht it, like you have no proof that a Zor is not allowed to shecht it. So from this braisa that learns v'shochat oisa means that Elazar shechts it, proof to Rav that a Kohen has to shecht it and not a Zor. Hainu tyufti, isha mai tama. What would be the source that a woman is not allowed to shecht it? Elazar, v'lo isha, because we assume that Elazar has to shecht it. Zor nami, so too, like as Rav said before, Elazar v'lo Zor has to be shechted by a Kohen and not a Zor. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.